स्थिति स्वतः ही बन जाती है जहां विघ्न नहीं है, है और व्यर्थ नहीं है, वहां प्यार से बाबा को याद करने से शक्तिशाली स्थिति स्वयं ही बन जाती है। और विचार सागर तो मंथन करना हम सब के लिए बहुत जरूरी है। ओम शांति।
Om Shanti. Good morning. Thank you, John. Om Shanti.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy.
Meethe Baba ki murli suni.
You heard sweet Baba's murli. It's not that we simply say Baba through these lips, but we say sweet Baba. And then beloved Baba. So which comes first? Which is the sound that comes first? Sweet Baba or beloved Baba? What would you say? Is it sweet Baba or beloved Baba? Or is it just Baba with dryness? It's not like that, is it? If you said Baba without feeling, then that's not right. You would say my Baba. You wouldn't just say Baba, you would say my Baba. So we have such right over Baba, who belongs to everyone, yet we say that he belongs to me. So for the one who belongs to everyone has become mine, so it's a big thing. Whether everyone believes him to be Baba or not, I've believed and accepted him to be mine. I believe in him, I know him, I've attained everything from him, accepted him, and so I say that he's very loved. He's so loved that he has given me love and made me a jnani soul, a knowledgeable soul, and a loving soul. Not just a soul who has jnana, but a soul who has such level of knowledge instilled in their life that they're able to shoot the arrows of knowledge. And as Baba said today, for the child to sit on the mother and father's heart throne, the soul should be so loved, so sweet, the soul should have such quality of being loving that they take that heart throne of the mother and father. So first the child has to be so loving. And you know at this confluence age, the heart throne of the mother and father is much greater and higher than the heart than the throne of the future. Right now we claim the heart throne of the Supreme, that mother and father. And we claim that throne when we are on this immortal throne, the immortal throne, the soul consciousness stage, then we can be victorious over death. This is what we have to do, sit on this immortal throne in order to claim victory over death. Though we have awareness that death will come, death means that the time has come. The soul has the awareness that the time has come for me to renounce this body, and now I have to take a new body. And in fact, the hands of the clock are saying what time we're at now. If you want to return home, then let the intellect be up there. Let the intellect be up there, and then we know the hands of the clock will move in the direction of golden age coming. And we know it's coming because God is creating the new world. To create the new world, invoke the new world, and God is making us do the right work to bring the new world and destroy the old world. All I have to do is the work of come and rule in that new world. What do we have to do in Satyug? Just come from up above and receive the kingdom. You will either come into the kingdom or rule the kingdom. So this is the program, the plan that we have. And sometimes Jemini Ben brings people who come to interview Dadi and they ask Dadi the question, what is your plan? What is your future plan? And Dadi's plan is to go home. But how? As Dadi has told us previously, only we children have the knowledge of the subtle regions internally. And I'm sharing from the heart as if I'm talking to you personally, individually. So subtly, look in, within yourself, and see what is in your heart. Realize that this body is made of the five elements. The soul has mind, intellect and sanskars. The body is physical. The soul is incorporeal. It's subtle. Having mind, intellect, sanskars, and subtly there are realizations. The subtlety within realization, in that, within your subtle sanskars, there is knowledge filled within your subtle sanskars. It's filled in a subtle way. It's just subtly instilled that from here I have to go home. From the home I go into the golden age. But whilst I'm here, my task is to do service. And this is so deeply ingrained within one's subtle sanskars. We receive Baba's love, Baba's sakash of light and might. It's subtle love and light and might through that subtle love. So that he wants to see this reflected on each one's face, that we have that strength to become pure through Baba's subtle strength, through that sakash. It's extremely subtle. And realize this. Realize what reality is in this subtle way. That the knowledge that I have is subtle knowledge, and it's something that the intellect wholeheartedly has accepted because it's so clear. And we have understood that the soul is not immune to action, that new sanskars are being recorded within the soul, the old ones are being erased, and all of this is happening very subtly. And so whatever is being taken in subtly are sanskars of peace for returning to that home of peace. But I have to return to that home in the karmatit stage. First, to be the conqueror of sinful action, and then karmatit stage, and then to be complete and perfect. And I need subtle checking for this. And it's Baba who has given us this subtle knowledge, subtle understanding. Even the deities don't have this subtlety of understanding knowledge. This knowledge is so deep, so filled with significance. It's filled with the experience of God's love, and it's subtly filled within the soul. To what extent is it filled within the soul? As we heard in the blessing today, a wonderful blessing. Spiritual service within this spiritual world, and our internal world is a spiritual world. Wherever we meet souls, wherever there are souls who have love for knowledge, they are being subtly affected by our vibrations, and they are subtly changing. Because of the subtlety of your vibrations reaching them, those souls are changing automatically. As we take Baba's love, blessings, power and sakash, when we receive Baba's love, of course the feeling is, this is wonderful, there's no one like Baba, there's no one as loving, as loveful as Baba. And then the soul needs power within itself. And Baba says, always consider yourself to be a godly student. I, the soul, am detached from this body and I use these organs in order to study. Baba is teaching us, Shiv Baba teaches us through the organs of Brahma Baba, through Brahma Baba's mouth. And Baba says, don't look at me, but through whose eyes are we receiving Baba's drishti? It is the eyes of Brahma. Though we see Shiv Baba through the eyes of Brahma, it is not that we remember Brahma Baba, it is Shiv Baba who is being remembered, but this Brahma is the one who is reminding us of him. And we know that each soul has their own part to play. And Baba says, the knowledge of the drama is very, very deep. And if a question of how and why arises within this, it means there is a lack of knowledge. If you get stuck, caught up in someone's nature, it means there is a lack of knowledge, lack of use of knowledge. You go into this one is like this or like that, that too indicates that you're not using the subtlety of knowledge. And Baba has also said that Maya has made you into those with stone intellects. Baba has come to make you into one with a divine intellect. So look at the contrast between gold and iron, stone intellect and divine intellect. So he first of all changes us. And who is able to change? One who is subtle and remains introverted. One who understands the difference between extroversion and introversion is able to have that subtle connection and relationship with Baba. Understand the difference between introvertedness, extrovertedness. To go within means that I am able to forge all relationships with Baba, the Almighty. And connection with the Almighty means I receive all might. And with relationship with Him, I experience love of all relationships. Are you able to understand? Nod if you do. In relationship, there is the feeling of love, sneh. In connection, there is might, connection with God, and there is might. If I don't have this connection and relationship with God to a subtle extent, then I haven't fully experienced Baba. And there shouldn't be any blemish on the soul. Throughout the whole world, you will not meet anybody who is clad in white the way we are. And here, if anyone comes in any other dark-colored clothes, or especially, let's say, in Madhuban, they look awful. And when they arrive in Madhuban and see everybody in white, they immediately want to wear white. They say that, please give me something suitable to wear that's white. And then they feel they can sit in the gathering and feel like part of the gathering. If you even are splashed, sprayed by anything dirty, then you want that to be cleaned off of your clothes straight away. So Dadi says, I have that sense to clean the self out completely. And if I were not doing that, then I wouldn't be able to sit in front of you. I wouldn't even be alive. But if there's any subtle ugliness, then you're not keeping the honor of your white dress. You're not keeping the honor of Baba. And seeing Brahma Baba's activity, let your activity be like his. Your activity should be such, your character should be such that people remember Baba through you. And all of you received the gift of Mama's Day, of all the different goddess forms of Mama. And it's because Mama has all of those powers. And so why shouldn't we children have those powers? She's our Mama after all. And so that power will come through relationship. And with relationship, there is the feeling of love, the experience of love, and with connection, the feeling of strength, the attainment of power. And so we say that it's Baba's power that's helping us. And so Dadi'd been having chit-chat with Dadi Gulzar anytime she got the chance. And she said that Baba is the almighty authority and there has to be the strength, first of all, to draw the strength from Baba. The world says, and also BKs say, that it's on the basis of experience that we have belonged to Baba, and that power should increase in us, it should grow in us. And that power will grow when there is subtle cleanliness and honesty of the heart. And then in effort, there will not be shill. There won't be that it won't be that you're happy by doing just a little. But what is student life? As we saw Mama's student life. Right till the end, we saw Mama's life to be a student life. Though we lived with Mama, we saw how Mama used to study. She used to read Murali at midnight even and study through tapes and study reading the Murali. And she had that much love for the study. So the study is to make us clean and honest and subtly. In order for us to sit on Baba's heart throne, Baba has said that there's no need to garland, and I see all of you Delhi and Bombay wallahs sitting in front of me. I don't think that it's necessary for anyone to garland Daddy. And she goes to these places and, you know, Baba had said, underlined strictly, that there shouldn't be the custom of garlanding Baba, and even over the bhog that's offered, there's no need to put garlands. Just a red rose, one red rose is sufficient. And so Baba has said in the slogan that be complete with all treasures. And it is that stage of completion that will be the sign of your service and remembrance. We are becoming this, others are witnessing that we are becoming this, and the rosary of Vishnu is becoming visible around you. And in bhakti, people are pleased just to have visions, happy to have visions of Vishnu. But Baba wants to see which children are to be in the rosary of Vishnu. And if Brahma Baba, you look at Brahma Baba, you see that this is Brahma, the one who is going to become Vishnu. You see his tapasya. And the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar. And we see Brahma Baba is my father and I want to be equal to Brahma Baba in tapasya. Vishnu is my aim and objective, always in front of me. And I do tapasya like Shankar. So this Trimurti are my father. And so Baba says there can be a father who is a teacher, but a father cannot be the Satguru. But here it is the three in one. And I think I am the one who knows the three aspects of time. I belong to Baba. I belong to Baba before. I have to take an inheritance from Baba. And when I think in this way, anything else that's topsy-turvy will just be removed from my mind. And every second that passes by is becoming fixed in the drama. And so according to effort, if there has been some mistake, Let me make such elevated effort, have elevated thoughts, that I erase the mistake. Just as we are able to erase something from a tape and then refill it with something that's useful. In the past, we couldn't do this with gramophone spools. And so it was something that was recorded and we felt upset or regretted anything that had got recorded which wasn't right. And so now have attention on the self that any mistake is erased and we fill that space with elevated actions, elevated thoughts. Don't worry about what's gone wrong, but subtly what Daddy wants to say, to make us understand subtly, is to really, really know yourself and subtly cleanse out the self and with honesty become part of the rosary of Vishnu. And when there is cleanliness within the self, then you're able to feel that yes, everything is right with the soul. And Daddy is going to be leaving for South Africa tomorrow, and Manda Ben and Gayatri Ben are with Daddy. Didn't know that, but they are in Ahmedabad. Daddy Gulzar has reached Ahmedabad. Daddy Gulzar had not actually told Daddy Janki that she was going to be going to Ahmedabad. Ah, okay. Daddy Kumarka seems to be in Ahmedabad, and Daddy Gulzar is going to be reaching Ahmedabad, and the daddies are saying it's fine. They're giving Daddy Janki leave to go to South Africa. And Nirbhay was telling Big Daddy what the conversation was with Daddy Janki on the phone, and Daddy Kumarka was replying via Nirbhay. And so when Daddy Janki woke up this morning, she was looking for someone who could connect her with Madhuban. And yesterday, Daddy Janki had had rest and so hadn't connected with Madhuban. And as Daddy Gulzar had related how much significance, importance there is within love. It's not a matter of attachment, but to live a life of detachment, yet to be loving. It's that the beads of the rosary are detached from one another, but they are loving, they are cooperative, they are victorious, and so they are part of the rosary of victory. And you wouldn't say number-wise according to effort for the rosary of eight, but there's always been the attention of being number one. And that's why those souls are part of the Rosary of Eight. Not comparing oneself with others, but it just felt right to aim to be number one. And it seemed that it wasn't fitting to not have that aim. And so to think that this one has a good number, this one does not, not even to think like that. But my bhavna is, if you want to come into the rosary of eight, and still that rosary is not fixed, but if you want to, then there is a method. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. Subtly keep very quiet, peaceful, and let there be such lightness and power of silence. And then the wings will come, and the wings to fly will come easily. Though you're sitting here for namesake, in namesake, you can fly, and even as you walk and move around, your feet will not touch the ground. And not asking, how can I walk, or I have pain, or then the question, how can I walk, and then Lynette is a very good actress. She's able to act out the things that he's saying. And it's not just that we have to act things out, but practically do. And do what it is you have to do from now. And so it is my request that now, subtly reach that stage of being so introverted that you're so subtle, and everything then will happen automatically. Be a loving soul and subtly be with beloved Baba, sweet Baba. Okay? Sometimes Jinti Ben travels with Daddy. Otherwise, mostly Jinti Ben goes on her service tours in one area. Daddy goes to some other place. And who, on the one hand, we are service companions, yet we don't have any companion except Baba. Om Shanti. Just as Daddy said, that after some time now I'm traveling, touring with Daddy. So it's today I'm going to South Africa because the program of Call of Time is happening there. And in Durban there's a very special program on Sunday evening, a mega program. And then after that I'm going to Seychelles. After many years the center has opened there. That's a new center, and Daddy hasn't been there. Last year I had been there, and I had seen very good results of service after Seychelles to Mauritius. Very special program happening there. All Africa teachers are having a retreat in Mauritius, and so Brother Nick is also leaving today for Mauritius to serve Africa, to the Serve Africa retreat, and then myself will, with Hansa Ben, will be reaching there. And in Spain, I had gone to a special gathering of business people for a program there. And the stamp I had carried with me was that of a program that had happened with the Dadis in Oxford. And Suman Ben had read things about Daddy Gulzar that she had written, and remembering those things, Daddy Gulzar was being remembered this morning, and Baba says, "Don't remember me, remember the one up above," and underlines that for us. In the same way, Daddy Gulzar keeps herself so incognito and unknown, and then we're able to experience Baba's incarnation, Baba's coming, and it's a very sweet scene of Baba's drishti through Dadi Gulzar. And it's London's fortune that we receive the sustenance of the Dadis and our senior brothers and sisters who have also come from Bharat, and I'm taking leave from all of them too. I think when I return from my travels on the 10th of July, Om Prakash Bhai will still be here. Dadi Chanki will go from there to India, and then she'll return on the 21st of July. I'm only going for 2 weeks, and I'll see Om Prakash Bhai when I come back, but I think all our other brothers and sisters who've come from India will have gone on their tour. And it's so nice to have seniors in Baba's house. There's a sparkle, special sparkle when they're here. And so big, big thank you to all of you for coming. So, Brother Nick, if you would please come and show your face to everyone. And Daddy doesn't want anyone to leave without taking Toli today. Daddy herself is going to give Toli today. So if Nick Bhai would come on the stage, please. Well, okay. So, Brother Nick is off to Mauritius. And that is just aware of the time, it's 8 o'clock, and being a weekday, speeding things up a little bit. So truly for everyone, Om Shanti.